The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother Mean Advice Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I be your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
Yo, good day. Hail and well met. I'm your youngest.
Don't love
Harold.
That. Don't love this.
Griffin.
I don't love it.
Well, we're high in the fantasy spirit because we've just returned from the biggest nerd event of the year. Good gentle folk.
Folks, the rumors are true. The meek have inherited the earth.
Oh, wow.
These nerds, they're running the show.
Oh, I see.
I looked for a solid week for someone to talk to me about sports.
Yeah. You remember that poster that was hanging up on like high school walls? It's like, don't get made. If you get made fun of now, don't worry. You'll be Steve Jobs. Oh, I saw hundreds of thousands of Jobses here.
Everyone was a Steve Jobs.
Yeah, Jobs is everywhere, but not a basketball to drink.
Did you guys make any new, big celeb friends? That's why you go to Comic-Con for the connexiones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you brush elbows with Arrow.
Yes.
You brush shoulders with Flash.
I met Spider-Man. Got a photo with Spider-Man.
Yeah. Spider-Man came to our signing.
Yes.
And I said, and he said, thank you, it's such an honor to meet you. And I'm like, are you kidding with me right now? After all you've done?
You're the web slinger.
After all your good work? I left. Here's how, what's cooler than being at a cool party?
Ice cold.
Leaving a cool party. I left Comic-Con's most exclusive event to go home and eat a muffin top, a chocolate muffin top, and a drink of vitamin water in my hotel room while I play Dragon Quest Builders.
That's
The most exclusive party is the one you leave. I've never seen anything like it before in my entire life. There were famos littered, strewn about.
Mm-hmm.
I stepped over the corpse of Stephen Amell. He was just there. There's like 30 arrows there.
Mm-hmm. I was playfully pushed into the pool by Taye Diggs,
mm-hmm.
but then I bounced off of Cuba Gooding Jr., who was in the pool, to land on the other side without getting wet. So many famouses.
Mm-hmm. And you were over there and you got caught by John Cryer. And John Cryer said,
John
you safely
Cryer
made it to
was
the other side.
Actually, that's not a joke. He was there.
Yes.
He was
and you can
there.
Tell that when John Cryer said the thing about making it to the other side, he meant both literally the pool and figuratively to the other side of
to
fame.
To the other side of fame. And now we're all famouses.
Do you know what people won't tell you about red carpets? And this is probably not for everyone. I've only been to one red carpet event my entire life. Well, the Margaritaville was a blue carpet, but this is a red carpet event.
We've only been on
event.
One side. Yes.
You only are there. You could just walk in. So there was a door that you, this is Entertainment Weekly thing, and it was an honor. Wow, what an honor.
Wow,
to be
what
in
an honor, H-O-N-O-R.
So anyway, we went, and you go in, and they're like, well, there's the entrance, and then over there is where the red carpet is. And to go on it, you have to wait in like a line, mm-hmm. and this line is like, there's some people from the new Spider-Man movie in this line. John Cryer is in this line.
We were ahead of the Spider-Manses. The Spider-Manses was behind us. So
yes,
we
not a Spider-Man, but like some cast members from Spider-Man. Legit. I mean, top tier talent that I honestly, earnestly suggested we should let them go in front of us. There's no way that we should be. But you could just go into the party, which is what a lot of people were doing.
They were, we there just were 5 minutes less of canapes for the cast of Spider-Man because they had to wait for us to finish getting our picture taken. Strange but true. I did enjoy making good friends with David Harbour. Now we didn't talk.
Yeah.
And we were only in the same place for like half a second as he got into a car, as we got out of a car. But I felt him like register like my celebrity Musk on the air. And like I registered his, and I think he was like, there's another like big bearded man.
Sure, yeah. I saw it, Trav, as he was getting in the car, and you guys like met eyes and just walked by each other, and he tickled you real fast. He tickled you real quick.
Real quick, he and I took a second to bully Tom Hiddleston for being a nerd.
It was so fast. It was so fast.
Yes, but like that was the only connection we made, just real quick. Me and David Harbour bullied Tom Hiddleston, and then Dave Harbour had to go, but he did. He kissed me on both cheeks and said, now the power is yours.
We were standing outside this party waiting for the person that was supposed to get us into the party, and we were waiting there feeling like we didn't belong. And as we're standing there feeling incredibly uncomfortable and really not of a place where we should be there at all, Tom Hiddleston, TV's Loki, walks out of
TBS's
this place.
TBS's Loki.
TBS's Loki walks out and walked past us and to get into his car. And I asked Griffin, I said, I hope he didn't eat all the free hot dogs that they had, because he had that sort of self-satisfied grin on his face that he always had, which I'm assuming is because he ate all the free hot dogs.
And he kept patting his tummy and saying, yum, yum, hot dog tummy.
Yum, yum, Wiener King.
And then I did a fun accent where I was like, they got split top buns. They got brioche.
They got a new topping only famos know about.
They got Hot Dogs 2, the sequel to Dogs. Yeah, that was fun.
It wasn't
time.
Fun. It wasn't fun. Oh. Maybe for Travis it was fun. Maybe
it was
you had
way
fun
for me.
Good. I'm glad you all received energy from it instead of having it depleted from you like a vampire.
I expected to be arrested. Like, that's where I was at. As I was walking around this party, I fully expected a helicopter to swoop in and arrest me. They wouldn't even send an officer. They would just kind of scoop me up with a big claw, and then
they would
like,
lower like one of those like things that they use to rescue people who have been injured in the desert.
Yes, except it's got a trapping claw on it. It would swoop down and grab me, and as I flew away, Darcy Carden would wave to the helicopter and be like, "Thank you,
thank you." He was eating all the hot dogs.
He ate all the hot dogs. We saw so many guys. This was a wild one. This was a wild week. I hope this doesn't come off as bragging.
No.
We did not belong. We did not belong there.
We were like the kids in the mixed-up files of Mrs. Baisley, Frankenweiler. We were hiding in the museum, just hoping the security guards did not catch us as we ate from the vending machines to stay alive.
Dad added a fun layer of difficulty to it.
Yeah, we played hard mode.
Dad, we did play hard mode, new game plus, because Dad has a tick, which makes him legally, whenever he sees a famous person, he has to loudly announce their name or a role that they're well known for.
And there's fucking Ducky!
Yeah, but he's 4 feet away from you.
Now, to our credit, and I think that this is a testament today, he did not say there's Ducky. He said, I wonder if he's still bald because he played Lex Luthor.
Yeah,
is what he
good,
said about
cool,
John
good and
Cryer.
Cool. And then
John Cryer turned around and said, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, Clint.
And then once we got inside the very crowded party, Dad would just go somewhere. That would just wander off. And we would have to find Dad, because he can't party anymore. He can't party like Ducky do.
This, I will say this. So Dad introduced himself to Brandon Routh, one of the Supermans. And then later in the evening, our friend Sarah Benincasa introduced me to Brandon Routh, and Brandon Routh said, "Oh, that was your dad," and like remembered our
he
father.
He gets Sarah for you. And honey, there's two places where Travis is known as Max Kid. It's Huntington and Brandon Routh's house.
Yep.
Oh yeah, you know my friend, your dad.
And apparently, your dad told me later that Brandon Routh said to him like, "Are you an actor?" And dad explained all of his stage work in Huntington, West Virginia.
Fuck yeah. Fuck.
Yes. Hell see, yeah. That rules. I That's wish I had safe. the spiritual confidence of my father.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it was, the whole thing was weird. I guess it's all, thank you to everybody who came out to like all our signings and bought our new book, The Avengers Zone, Murder on the Rockport Limited, and came to all our events and shows. Like, that's, you're like our cool friend that gets us into parties. Like, I don't know, a bunch of other people know who these guys are because we certainly don't. So we appreciate it. Thank you for making all our lives so strange. It feels increasingly like a dare. But
they haven't chickened out yet. Let's see. I don't know. Maybe we'll invite them to, I don't know, another party with like two John Criers and see if they get the hint this time.
I just want to say this world is bullshit, you know?
The world of fame?
Fiona Apple. I just wanted to get out there and say, like, it was a fine party. The hot dogs were just scrumptious. But this whole world is bullshit. And don't let anybody tell you who you'd to be, like Fiona Apple said once.
Wow, that's beautiful.
But Griffin, what if I want to be like a hobnobbing celebrity?
Then you're bullshit.
Oh, no, ow!
When John Cryer came over, he was like, "Hey, I met some of your families. I hear you do a podcast. That sounds really interesting. You know, I used to play D&D." And I'm like, bullshit, dude! Bullshit!
Hey, somebody come get Ducky.
Brandon Routh is like, "Hey, me and your brother are literally going out for hamburgers. Do you..." Bullshit, bud! I've seen through your lies, Superman!
And when Melissa Fumero was like, "Oh, it's so nice to meet you," I was like, "Yeah, it's nice to meet you as well. I'm a huge fan and you're super nice."
See, he's bullshit, Justin. Not like us. Sheep in wolf's clothing.
When I met Ashton, I said, "Who are you in Lion King?" And he said, "I wasn't in Lion King." I said, "Then what fucking good are you?" And I wandered away.
No, that was
and he
good.
Knew who had the power in that relationship, for
sure.
That was
sure. a good one.
That was good. I asked everybody what they thought of Lion King or if they were in it. That's the only people I wanted to talk to is people who had seen Lion King or performed in the film Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
The guy did Moana, the musical guy. He came over and I was like, "Were you in Lion King?" And he was like, "Justin, we've been friends for years." Like, I don't have any friends that didn't work on Lion King.
Yeah, that was go true. See he Lion started King. Crying. That
he
was,
started crying.
He was hurt.
Because that's what then I was like, Lion King's the only part of this whole, and I pointed to everybody at the party, world that isn't bullshit. It's the only legit one.
And then Seth Rogen was like, "I was in Lion King." And that's when Dad started screaming, "Are you Nathan Lane? Are you Nathan Lane?" Like, in his face over and over
and
again.
And they pushed him over the balcony.
I do want to say one other thing about this before we move on for this intolerable section of the podcast. At a separate after party event that was not really a party but was just a bunch of us sitting around at a bar, Griffin did, during a particularly heated round of Uno, Hadouken an entire beer onto Lin-Manuel Miranda's pants, which I mention only because it's the exact thing you're worried about happening at these other parties. Like, you're not going to do something worse than that. Mm-hmm. Like, the worst thing had already happened to you, which you spin kicked an entire beer onto this poor gentleman.
It wasn't a Hadouken. It was a closed fist punch into a beer glass because I got excited about a card I had to play. And there it is. There's the truth. And like, we squashed that beef right away. We traded pants. Okay,
moving on. This is an advice show. It's not just a San Diego Comic-Con recap.
A famous.
Nothing you just heard was a brag. It killed all of us a little bit, except Travis.
Yes, I was not bragging. I have been in a cocoon for the last, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
Just recovering from having to talk to so many people.
Travis did force himself into a picture with Kristen Bell and
that
came back
true.
To us and was doubled over with the exhaustion of the effort. It took all of his powers.
Or maybe Kristen is a Shang Tsung and just got a little bit of that soul. Just got it, pulled it right in.
If so, she's welcome to it. She knows she's given us all so much.
Eat my soul, Kristen Bell.
Yes, it's an advice show. And we help you, the listener, with your queries. You can send those, because I don't think we've mentioned this in a couple of years. You can send those to mbmbam at maximumfun.org. Real queries for advice only, please. I'm a pizza delivery driver. And every time I deliver to a certain bar in town, they tell me I have to dance or they aren't going to tip me. I really need the money, so I humored them the first time, and now they ask every time, and I deliver there twice a week. How do I get them to stop asking me to dance? Is there any way I can get a tip without dancing? And that's from Ben Vereen. No. Mine would have made a lot of, that would have made a lot of sense. It's from Two Stepping in Texas and not Ben Vereen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is the wildest and worst bar. This is a bad bar.
That's what it says outside.
It's a two-step bar, so they probably play it off like they're chill. Like, hey, come on in. Honky-tonk, ba-donk-a-donk. And step this way and then this way, and that's apparently dancing. Now you do it, or else we will suspend your ability to pay bills this month.
This is like one step removed from like the outlaw gang in town firing their pistol at your feet to make you dance.
Yeah, it's a lot like
$3. You're going now, to have to dance.
Let me ask you a question. Every time you pull up to this bar, do you knock over all of the motorcycles lined up outside, and then you do it as a sort of distraction to save your hiney?
This makes sense. I've seen this before. Yes, that makes sense to me.
I just don't dance. Like the next, listen, you got to pull that Band-Aid off, and then we're like, you got a chance for this tip. You say, no, I don't. I'm an adult. And then
that
just
doesn't sound like the kind of person you want to party with.
I want to able to party with my
Or maybe
pizza
just
delivery.
Say, like, my boss said I'm not allowed to dance anymore.
My doctor said I'm not allowed to dance anymore. I have a condition where I'm not allowed to dance.
John Lithgow said I'm not allowed to dance anymore.
In town. If you want to leave the town,
yeah,
I can go.
Or
I
if you know Kevin Bacon, I could probably make some arrangements.
You could wear your cleats inside. Ah, fuck. The cleats. I can't.
Oh, I didn't know.
Ah, shoot. I just came from my big game. And before you ask, I won the kick.
And yeah, I did have a pretty special touchdown dance. I did for... Ah, damn it. Okay, fine. You can see it. Yes, let's go outside. I'll do my special touchdown dance. And then you've made it worse. Mm. At that point, it's worse because now you have to come up with a special touchdown dance in outside in your cleats.
Maybe you get the first move. You get the upper hand and you say, do you want this pizza? You're going to have to sing for it.
Oh, okay.
And then when they're like, that's ridiculous. I'm paying for it. Then you'd be like, yes, thank you. Now we're on the same page. You take the pizza and give me extra money, please. Just like I gave you extra cheese, you give me extra money.
This is obviously untenable, but I am very glad that you mentioned that it is two-step, which is a fairly harmless dance. Because if you hadn't included the genre of dance, my like worst fear would be like, yeah, go make it clap out on the floor, and and then we'll see. Then we'll see. This is miserable.
Make that booty
tip.
Clap. And...
Fucking tip everyone. Tip everyone 100% of the price of the meal every time. This is the new rule. It's rough out there.
Tipping rules are easy. Now you just have to put exactly what the thing cost for everything that you purchase and every service. You tip 100% perfect. Easy. Easy to remember. Easy to abide by.
It's the same number. It's just the same number. And then when the revolution comes, it's all going to work out, baby. Don't worry about it.
And listen, this is just a helpful tip from me to you, who I've been a delivery driver at different places. Tip in cash, because they have to pay for their own gasoline.
Yeah, baby. But then once the revolution comes, that cash is just going to be stinky, dirty paper.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
There's no
and then you're going to want to start paying with credit card.
I have a Yahoo here. Can I read it?
Yeah, bud.
It's from Graham. Robux sent it in. Thanks, Graham. It's Yahoo Answers You. They're anonymous. Chelsea asks, how do I remind myself to eat more kale? I'll fill it in here. I fucking used to love kale. That's it.
What happened?
what did happen? I've had situations when I was a kid, I stayed at Granny's house and I had myself a bean lunch and then I got sick in the toilet, a wet sickness. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And then I didn't.
Yes, sir.
I didn't eat beans for like, no joke, 6 or 7 years after that because I thought I was allergic to beans. People would ask me, do you have any allergies? And I would say, well, yes, I do. Beans. And they would say, are you positive? And then I would tell them the story that preceded this explanation.
Griffin, that's wild.
Yeah,
that's wild.
If you have a bad food time, you don't want to eat that food again. That's what I'm
saying.
But
that's not the same as being allergic to a food.
No, I know. I was wrong. I'm not allergic to beans. Now I bean it up all day long.
Yeah.
Get off my thing. Get back onto the question.
Okay. So you're thinking that this person ate a kale lunch and had a bathroom
had a wet sick, yeah.
And that made them like stop eating kale, and then they just went like, oh man, I should eat some kale again. But every time the opportunity for kale arises, they just forget.
They eat something else.
Oh,
yeah.
They forget about kale.
Well, you can't look at life through the lens of every meal is an opportunity for kale. Because you will absolutely just wear yourself down to the bone like that.
Yeah, you miss 100% of the kales you don't eat.
That's
what Gretzky said.
And that's why he was so fucking yoked all the time.
Yeah, also regular as shit.
A little too regular maybe even. Couldn't make it through a game.
Yeah.
This person...
That was his undoing.
I fucking used to love kale. How can I remind myself to eat more kale?
Tie some kale around your finger.
That's a good one, Trav. Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Kale shirt. Can't get into bed wearing that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe like hang some kale from the ceiling that you have to walk through to get to bed. And then
they should have kale barriers on stuff.
Yeah.
Like if you had a kale rope tied around every toilet that you had to gnaw your way through before you could use the bathroom. I love that.
Just a big sheet of kale over the bathroom door that you have to eat your way through like you're in Metroid.
Yes, hire a company to kidnap you and bury you in kale, and you have to eat your way out.
It's good, too.
If Mark Summers would just put the flag in a big pile of kale, and you had to eat your way into the pile to win Double Dare, I feel like that is something.
Welcome to super healthy, super clean Double Dare. First, you're going to go through this bath, and then you're going to eat some kale and get in some jammies and go to bed.
And now, listen, it's going to get... Point of order, it will get super sloppy, just not during the show.
Yes.
Post-show is going to be an unfortunate, sloppy situation.
Yeah.
At Double Dare, after dark. Double Dare nights.
I wish there was such a thing, and bear with me here, fellas, because it's going to...
As Double Dare nights, a detective show starring Mark Summers.
Yes.
Looks like this one got a little too sloppy.
He shoots someone in the head, he's like, I'm sending you. To space camp.
This is going to get kind of cerebral.
Okay.
I wish there was such a thing as an edible tattoo.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting comfy.
Okay, go on, Wonka.
It is kind of Wonka-esque, but like, if you like kale, I can't... If you were to ask me, Griffin, sit down in front of a Google Doc and type out every kind of food that you like. I would get the easy stuff first, pizza, taco, meatballs. but then, like, if you ask me to keep going, I like broccoli okay. Like, a list, a ranking even of my favorite foods, I couldn't do it. And so what if every time you tried something, and you were like, oh my God, what is that? And somebody's like, that is ceviche, my man. I'll be like, get out the pen. And then I would tattoo it in my arm. So anytime I got hungry, I could look down and be like, ooh, what is that? Oh, that's right, ceviche. What did ceviche taste like? And then you give it a little...
I think you're really close to auto-cannibalism, Griffin.
Nah, you don't eat it. You don't eat it. You don't eat it. You don't eat it. You lick it.
You understand. You understand that you have gone into human evolution and have basically... replaced memory, our ability to remember, with a fun fruit snack for the whole family.
Not a fruit.
This is what you're saying. You're trading memory for the ability to eat your own flesh.
No, I'm saying you trade off Now I don't have to keep my favorite foods inside my brain. I keep that on my arm. Now my brain has more room for the 800 Pokemon that exist. And we can get super hyper-concentrated flavor ink, right? And you'll be like, yeah, let me get ceviche, but do it in ceviche-flavored ink. And so they would do it, and it would be really fucking concentrated, so it lasts a long time. But you will have to get a re-up every, like, 3 months or so.
Now, how do you
decide? We all assumed flavor ink, Griffin. I mean, we all assumed that. Yeah. That was obvious.
Yeah. How do you determine, like, how much do you have to like a food for it to, is it like the more you like a food, the bigger the tattoo is? Does every food get a spot? Or is it like,
I think it's got to be quick, right? I think every restaurant has to offer the tattoo service.
Oh, but that's awkward. They're going to come over and be like, so do you want a tattoo of our world famous fries or not? But you didn't like the fries.
I didn't. The truffle oil wasn't. No. So no tattoo for me thing. No, I think the tattoo would be extremely rare. Somebody eats these truffle fries and they go, yummy. And then they just bring out the whole cart and get them going and get it on the arm. It doesn't have to go on the arm, but it does have to go on a lickable body part.
Yeah,
so,
it can't be the elbow or like the earlobe.
Yeah, or your own butt.
You can't lick your own butt?
Haven't tried.
Do it now.
Nah. Well, I can't eat ass while I podcast, Trav.
Fucking eat ass while you podcast seems like a t-shirt. It should have a big fucking eagle on it giving you a rad thumbs up and say bye.
Or it could be like the... like the Keep Calm and Carry On, which just says eat ass and podcast.
Big Dogs is back with a thrilling new line.
Shit.
That's our new podcast merch. Is just going to be Big Dogs inspired collection.
Oh my God. Holy shit. Should we do one more little question?
Yeah, I got one here for you. My partner and I are out for dinner at a local pizzeria. This is our second pizza-themed question.
Listen, sometimes I put together a question list when I'm hungry, okay? We don't need to identify that.
Okay, so the place is somewhat trendy and caters to young, hip clientele. We've already ordered, and we're told it might be a 30-minute wait. The people at the table next to us just left, leaving behind 3 untouched slices of pepperoni pizza.
No! Next question. No. Next question.
My partner and I are both quite hungry. It's a busy night. We would almost certainly be seen by other diners if we went for it. Should we grab the pizza before someone comes to clear the table? And that's from Pining for Pizza in Little Rock. And they have decided to solve this immediate problem by sending an email to a weekly podcast, and I salute you for that.
Now, first and foremost, I want to go ahead and get out of the way. Food waste is a real issue in our country.
Thank you. Yes, Travis.
Why is it weird to eat that pizza that no one else is going to take on the table? It's not suddenly, like, if they were still sitting there and they picked, like, the people who are at that table picked up one of those 3 slices, no one else in the restaurant would be like, ew. But if you reach across a 2-foot gap to grab that piece of pizza, you're a monster.
You have to assume. Okay, I want to take the social thing out of it. Everyone is always assuming that they're fucking up. And everyone also assumes, the assumption that everyone makes is that everyone else knows what they're doing. And it's a faulty supposition, but it's one we're constantly making on a subconscious basis. You have to work extremely hard to make people think you don't know what you're doing. If you walk over and you pick up some za off a table that was abandoned by some other people, everyone will just assume it was agreed upon beforehand. Yeah. Like they texted you, they're your cousin. It could be anything. Everyone will just take that aspect out of it. So then we're left with like a hygiene question, right? That I think is more debatable.
No, I mean, hygiene's not a question for me. Hygiene's not a question. This is good pizza, folks. This is good pizza, folks. It's not like they schlobbered all over it. Maybe they did, but you got to just sort of play the odds when you're doing stuff like this. Food waste is a problem, Travis. Yes. And we're all basically already a bunch of just dirty dogs. So
yeah.
just go for it. Go for it. Go eat this. And if somebody gets on you, just like throw them a newspaper and say, we're all already dirty dogs. So it doesn't, it really doesn't matter anymore.
Are you throwing the newspaper in like a fetch kind of way?
It can be a joke like that, yeah. But they do need to read it. And then read it front to back. And I don't know where you live, but you're going to make it to the end of that newspaper and be like, well, damn, we're all dirty dogs. So it doesn't matter if you eat the scraps, does it?
Well, I think the only concern would be that you might get asked to leave the restaurant. But I also don't think anyone working at the restaurant would want to do that. Like, they'd have to walk over and say, did you eat the pizza off that table? And you would say, no. And they would say, okay. And then they'd leave you alone because that is as much confrontation as any human being ever wants.
Now, unless I gave you the window.
Oh, unless.
Justin, you still there? You gotta leave. You can't leave me with unless unsatisfied. Unless they wanted to eat that pizza in the secret
now,
back.
That is the thing.
That's the thing. Juice, when you worked at the OG, were you?
I did.
Were you snarfing down soup, salad, bread bowl, breadstick, whatever?
I got hired at the OG as a dishwasher.
So yes,
and I went back to meet the man who would be training me. I watched him pick up a cup of minestrone off a plate and fucking jam it like a shooter.
I think.
And then he asked, "What department are you working in?" And I said, "I'm a line chef."
Yes.
Because I couldn't study under this man, even though I celebrate him.
Yeah.
For that, I couldn't live up to this person, so I lied and said I'd been hired as a chef.
Yeah.
And that's how I got to be a chef at the Olive Garden. That anecdote I've told probably 30 times.
Yes.
I've never gotten more than a polite chuckle. But I submit that if I did become a chef in my life, after that, it would be an extremely good story.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm just saying the value of the story is diminished because I worked there for a month and quit because I was tired of stinking of garlic.
You smelled so bad. You smelled like fucking Van Helsing. You just smelled so much of the garlic.
I would like to pitch a new idea. I recently, while in San Diego, went to a breakfast place and I got some pancakes. And as is always the case, they brought me three huge Flappy Jacks and I only wanted one. And I kept thinking, I should have asked around first to see if anyone around me was thinking of ordering the same pancakes. And I could have just, like, I don't know, ride-shared these pancakes with people sitting around me and said, like, I only want one of these three. Does anybody else just want to go ahead and eat one of the other ones? And then I don't have to feel bad about ordering them. I'm saying, maybe we ride-share pancakes from now on, and pizza too, something that comes in easily dividable, you know, like hey, when you're here, your family, let's treat it like family and share fucking pancakes and pizza. But just that,
let's take a break from this.
Thank God,
it's all very good. I love this. But let's take a break to talk about the money zone.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Whoa.
I should let you do it.
Yeah, were you calling yourself?
Ring, 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 ring.
Don't answer it.
Ring, 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 ring.
It's him again. No, it's him again. Fine. Yeah, don't answer.
Oh, no, this is a doorbell. They're just ringing it in a pattern that makes it sound like a telephone.
Okay, ring, try ring. It again. We'll get it. Yeah, we'll get it this time.
Ring, 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 ring.
No, thank you.
We're good. Thank you.
Why don't you look at the app and see the camera and see who it is?
I did, and it was you.
Uh-oh.
So you were dismissed. We sent you straight to a voicemail,
uh-oh,
which is the modern sort of fun, kicky way of saying we didn't answer the door.
All right. Well, I guess I'll take this big briefcase full of money and cereal somewhere else.
Ooh.
I use the ring. Ring is a magical doorbell that goes in the front of your door,
and no one knows how it works.
No one knows how it works, but it has HD video and two-way audio. You can set motion detection. Someone shows up at your front door. You're not only going to get a notification that they're there, you're going to be able to pop the camera open and see, like, what do you want? Like, what are you doing? Who is that right now? if you're out and about, I've answered my door from across the country before and said, just leave the weed under the mat. It keeps, one thing that I like about it is that if there's, I'll just say shit going down in your neighborhood, there are these like neighborhood safety alerts where you see like, hey, a bunch of people are getting robbed over here. You should like try to stay cool, try to be cool about it and not tell the cops. No, you can't tell, you should tell the cops, but like, you get those sorts of neighborhood safety alerts. They got a deal for our listeners. If you go to ring.com/mybrother, you can get a special deal on a Ring starter kit, which is the video doorbell and a motion activated floodlight camera. You can get that starter kit and save like $50, which is awesome. And if you want to get some more equipment, you can also save more at ring.com/mybrother. I use the thing literally every day. It is the best, and it is available for you now at ring.com/mybrother.
Going to tell you about Blue Apron now. So here it comes. Okay. This is the cooking box. It's going to have lots of stuff in it, and you're going to be confused by it. Why did I just get a big thing of asparagus and meat? Don't freak out. Look at the box. It says Blue Apron on it. That's how you know that the payload has been delivered.
It's not a threat.
It's not a threat
that says, this is what I'm going to do to you.
It is a box that gives you that, those ingredients exclusively, meat and asparagus only, and then it teaches you how to use it in all kinds of different ways.
That's one of my favorite things about Blue Apron. It gives you all the ingredients you need, none that you don't. There's never like, what, there's just a zucchini in here. What do I do with it?
Fucking golf ball in here.
Zucchini is neither meat nor asparagus. Yes. And those are the two things that are available in every Blue Apron box. Yeah. And only those two things.
Now,
and
here's what's going to throw you. They have started offering the Beyond Burger, which is a plant-based patty, right? So you're going to be like, wait, is this the burger or is this the asparagus? And you'll never know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's confusing. So anyway, they make cooking a sustainable part of your weekly routine, and all their meals are carefully designed and tested by the test kitchen chefs. Boy, I bet that's a good job, snacking around on these good burgers and stuff. They use unique specialty ingredients to bring chef-quality recipes to your dinner table. We've all used it. I learned how to cook from it. It's really, it's the jam. It's the shit. Here's some recipes. Cajun shrimp and corn pancakes with sautéed summer vegetables. Don't mind if I yum. Steaks and sautéed vegetables with cheesy mashed potatoes. Can't guarantee that those are asparagus. I'm looking. They're green and long, so maybe. Maybe. Anyway, if you want to start making delicious, brag-worthy meals at home without
the
hassle.
They also have stuff that are like non-meat-based, just throwing that out. You know, yellow tomato and zucchini pasta and that kind. Griffin just chose to list off two of the like eight different options that both contained meat, but there are non-meat options.
They look badass. You can check out this week's menu and get $60 off when you visit blueapron.com/mybrother. That's blueapron.com/mybrother. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, I'm Graham.
And we're two house DJs who have been trapped inside our drum machine.
We love it here, and we'd love if you stopped by and visited us every week on Stop Podcasting Yourself
here on MaximumFun.org.
We're just a couple of doofuses from Canada.
And listen to our show or perish. Stop podcasting yourself
on MaximumFun.org.
My lord. Huh? I yea verily want too much.
Huzzah!
I yay verily want too much.
Huzzah!
It's a Ren Faire version of the Munch Squad theme song. It's a podcast within a podcast. Usually I read press releases before I do them, and I'm going to roll the cosmic dice here on this episode of My Brother and Me and tell you about Taco Bell revealing spicy details of its new pop-up hotel.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So they're getting in the hotels with, it's called The Bell.
Now, we've definitely not talked about this before, because, God, that's weird.
Yeah, no. I mean, we may have mentioned it, but we didn't have all these fucking spicy details, Trav. The Bell.
Okay.
A Taco Bell hotel and resort opening in Palm Springs in August. It's a limited time experience, but as this press release certainly reminds me, all things are limited time. And this is a great application of the time that you have on Earth is to go to the Taco Bell Hotel, which is called The Bell, available for a limited time. What is going to make The Bell such an incredible experience? Is that what I hear you asking? What are your top questions about The Bell?
Are you asking us?
Oh, yeah. No, it was kind of rhetorical, but I was also curious.
What?
Are there on-site restaurants? Yes, yeah. Thank you. The food, yes. Here's what's going to be at the Bell. It's Taco Bell. and there's also an unexpected take on a resort poolside menu. I guess unexpected when you're staying at the Taco Bell hotel means not Taco Bell. So there's the two things you could do there at Taco Bell and not Taco Bell. So you're looking at maybe a toasted cheddar club with hand-breaded crispy chicken, jalapeno bacon, avocado, sharp cheddar, it doesn't matter. Or an avocado tostada.
Okay.
Served on local multigrain toast with avocado, breakfast radish. So this press release is bold enough to imagine a world where I would be the sort of person that would go to the Taco Bell hotel and then say, excuse me, is this bread local?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Is this local multigrain toast from the region?
But it also implies that there is a person who's like, I'm going to go out of my way to stay at the Taco Bell hotel. But I don't like Taco Bell food. It's just that it's just closest to my convention.
Think outside the bun. Purchase local.
So there's going to be a Baja Blast birthday freeze.
Uh-huh.
Celebrating the 15th anniversary. And it's going to be served in the first ever freeze lounge to keep things chill. So I guess this is a very cold lounge. Perfect for enjoying the Baja Blast. I would argue we already have those, and they're called morgues.
Yeah,
but there will be an on-site morgue, perfect for enjoying a Baja Blast. Here's a quote. I got a quote.
All right.
It's from Renee Piscotti. He's the executive chef of the Bell.
They have one of those?
Hell yeah.
Let's be honest. Food is the best part of traveling. A lot of effort and homework goes into finding out the best places to eat near where you're staying.
What is this accent?
I love it.
It's Rene Piscotti. The Bell, we thought of everything for you. Do you mean Taco Bell food? From welcome beverages to room service to build your own breakfast tacos and surprises throughout.
What? Whoa, wait, hold on. You can't just say surprises throughout.
Surprises without. Many of which feature local ingredients, like our horchata date smoothie. We're curating the ultimate Taco Bell food experience. So the Bell is a hotel that has the bravery to look at the Taco Bell menu and say, well, certainly not this. Certainly you didn't intend on consuming this.
Do you guys know what I think it's pronounced halocline is?
No.
This is when, usually in like an underwater cave, like really salty salt water and fresh water, like refuse to mix. And so it creates like a visible surface from one water to the other that you can see. And I'm wondering if there's one of these at the front door of the Taco Bell hotel because of how many farts, like concentrated, condensed, like fart air is in there that you literally can see like a visible air surface.
Welcome to the hotel. I do have to warn you, our air is flavor blasted, so you're going to need to wear this special diving mask.
It's local farts.
Locally sourced farts. These are farm to table farts.
The fun you ask? Well, they've got the fun. While daytime DJs play jams, this is basically someone's nephew hooked up Spotify. While daytime DJs play jams, surprise performances will kick off after the sun goes down for guests at the Bell. Fans can bring home the same vibes to their own summer plans with curated playlists from Feed the Beat Artists, a Taco Bell program that has helped more than 1,600 artists and bands discover new fans.
Mm. Huh.
Mm.
Ah.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming back to the stage for the fourth time today, Eddie Money.
Eddie's back.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, they asked me to do it again. And I said,
so here I am.
I said, you got any more crunch wraps? And they laughed and laughed. Anyway,
I've got two tickets to paradise.
They didn't answer my question, but I'm assuming they're out. I want to go to this place with a desire that I'm not sure I can quantify with the sort of linguistic tools that we trade in on this show. We very rarely get into sort of poetry or epic narrative at all. And I feel like that's what I would need to sort of communicate the desire with which I really, 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 really want to go to the Bell.
Yeah.
If I may, Justin, it seems to me to be a bit of a siren song drawing you into the cheesy ocean to crash upon the nacho rocks. Like, you know it will be your undoing.
Yeah.
But you're not drawn to it.
Let me remind you, you're going to have to sleep here.
Yeah.
That is hard. The other thing that I'm struggling with is I've eaten at Taco Bell many times. My reaction physically and mentally after that is always, never again.
Yeah.
I swear to myself, never again. But now I'm sleeping in a place where they make it. Mm. I'm sleeping at the belly of the beast, as it were. That's hard for me. That's tough.
Can I read a Yahoo?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, there's a Taco Bell gift shop, by the way, where you can buy. It's got, I'm looking at right now, a Taco Bell is life tie clip, which imagines a world where you would be someone with a Taco Bell is life tie clip, but also have any use for a tie at any point in your life whatsoever.
Well,
there's a lot of.
I can think of a couple.
Okay.
CEO of Taco Bell.
Court date.
Yeah, bail arraignment.
Okay. Here is a Yahoo. Gosh, these are all kind of food related. Graham Roebuck also sent this one in. It's a hungry app. It's from Yahoo Answers user Ernesto, who asks, which food awakens the beast inside you?
Oh, yeah.
Which food awakens the beast inside you? Let's get this out of the way. I have, and this will just be a blanket sort of crude humor joke, but I do have irritable bowel syndrome. So you can make an argument that you're describing most foods.
More like irritable beast syndrome.
That makes it cooler, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Yay, you've got an irritable beast in your system.
It feels like it sometimes, certainly, but let's not go down that route, because I feel like the Taco Bell one used up all of our resources.
For me, it's kale.
Okay.
When I eat kale, I feel like a wild beast. That's also true when I eat sticks of cinnamon or rocks.
This is going to complicate things maybe a little bit, but are pills food? Do pills count as food?
Do they unleash the beast?
In a manner of speaking.
I see.
A beast who's not as anxious as a non-beast is.
Ah, yes.
compared to what the non-beast is, I am currently, and have been for a while now, beasting the fuck out. So
yes, that is true with Travis, anxiety Travis, and sad Travis, who is now doing okay.
Regular Travis, yeah. The fucking beast.
Oh, a wild man who can focus on homework.
Yeah. I can get out of bed. I'm the beast.
I care more about the needs of others.
I want to hear more about Travis's pull of homework. Why that's relevant to your day to day.
Dude, that's all that work is now. You know, I work from home. It's all homework now.
Dang, that's great. That's so good, dude.
But what food makes you go wild with power and fury, and you can, like, be stronger because of the food?
If I eat the right amount of boneless buffalo wings, I feel that way. The problem is I don't know what the right amount is, and it changes every time.
It's a moving target.
Yes, one too little and I'm still hungry. One too many and I instantly feel like death.
Have you guys tried vegetables?
Yeah.
Every show we've ever done for the past few years, we request that they put some vegetables backstage. And then at the end of every show, we like to take them and float them on the nearest body of water and then shoot a flaming arrow into them and watch as they sail off. And then we say, maybe next show, we'll definitely eat these vegetables.
I mean, if it was a bigger tray, we would have eaten it.
I mean, I tried one of those orange ones that I didn't care for.
Oh, the crunchy boys?
Yeah, the crunchy orange ones are no good. I got sinus surgery last year, and while I was going home from the hospital, they had given me a little drink, a little nutritional drink of Boost, and I drank one of those, and I was like, I feel incredible. But I think it might be because I was still high a little bit from the surgery, but that Boost made me feel so good. So I bought like a 12-pack of Boost, and it wasn't that good.
You know what I like? What I enjoy, which gives me my own Boost, TM, is I enjoy a strawberry and walnut salad. It always hits the spot, and I find it crisp and refreshing and filling and gives me the energy I need to get out there.
So not the beast right now.
This is the not.
Well, but my beast allows me to finish doing the dishes and maybe stretch a little bit.
You know what? I tell you what does me right. What makes me feel like I'm getting it done and brings out the beast within. Sometimes if I have a really healthy cereal in the house, I'll pour a really small bowl like they do in commercials. And I'll kind of like put my leg up on a sort of prop my leg up on a nearby banister like they do in commercials or a big rock.
Yeah.
And just kind of eat it with my puffy vest and a self-satisfied look on my face. And I like to live in that moment a little bit. This world where I'm just having a small bowl of healthy cereal and I'm about to use this energy to hike.
I mean, a big bowl of Mama Freddy's Turbo Spaghetti will get there for me most days. If I have a big event coming up, or I'm about to go on book tour, or I'm about to have a Comic-Con Fred Savage encounter, I will just I have a little can of Mama Freddy's Turbo Spaghetti with me, and I'll cram it and be ready for the day.
I assumed that was a given. Like, I would have said Mama Freddy's Turbo Spaghetti if I'd known, that it wasn't just assumed.
I edited out the part where at the beginning of the question, I said, we're all going to say Mama Freddy's Turbo Spaghetti, so let's just pass over that.
This is slightly changing
are there other brands, or the inverse,
Mama Freddy's come down spaghetti, and that's the only thing that can undo the turbo energy, or else you'll die.
And then there's Papa Cannoli's turbo ravioli, which is it's basically the same thing.
This is kind of the inverse, but do you guys at this point in your lives know that of food specific restaurants that 100% if you eat at them, you will be sick? And not if I overindulge, but 100% if I darken the door there, I'm going home sick. Do you have places like that?
Places or meals?
Fazoli's.
Fazoli's, yeah, is not great for you.
Yes.
And Long John Silver's. If you're going to go in there, you're going to leave bad.
I thought you said restaurants.
That's fair. That's a fair burn on the Long John Silver's brand.
But that's the thing is, I will say, I love quick service food. Love it. I can't remember
No one who loves it calls it that.
What?
Fucking nobody. That's the ultimate fake test.
But I can't remember the last time I ate a fast food hamburger and walked away yes, I'm ready.
I really wish I could help make jokes with you guys, but all I can do is sit here and try and think of other members of the canned pasta family. The best I've got is Grandma Tanya's power lasagna.
It's not bad. It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's so full of protein, but not in the places you would expect this power lasagna.
So do we leave, for the format of the joke, do we leave turbo?
No, this is power lasagna. The turbo, this is a different, this one's more about, this one's more about gains.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Turbo lasagna is speed. This one's about gains. There's probably a smarts one.
Yeah, maybe Cousin Joni's meditative rigatoni.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That one's about inner peace and mindfulness.
That one's about focus.
Here's one. Cousin.
Uh-huh.
Jim's.
Yes.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Sauce.
Ah, so close. Almost nailed it.
And then for adults who need a little bit of help revving their engine.
Uh-huh.
We got Papa Pokey's horny gnocchi. They're little, and it comes in a discreet can.
Delivered to your door in a brown paper package.
It does not say, it says not Papa Pokey's horny gnocchi.
Mr. Jim's.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yes.
Food.
It's good, Justin. You get gets better than the last one. You're moving in the right direction.
Thank you. That's very kind. Thank you. Folks, that's going to do it for us this week on My Brother and Me, a show that we make just for you. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. Sorry that things have been a little bit scattershot over these past couple weeks and the 2 weeks to come. It's kind of like wild.
Yeah.
Wild time with like the book and book tour and Comic-Con and vacation and
yes.
everything.
Speaking
so,
of which,
thanks for hanging in there with us.
Speaking of which, next episode will almost certainly be a live show. We have not talked about this, but yeah, there is a, some of the McRoys are going on vacation after the book tour and all the touring and stuff. And so I doubt that we will have time to record an episode. So yeah, I assume next one will be a live show, but it'll be a funny one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll like it. Or you won't. You know, like, it's a free world.
Yes. So, thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed, which is really good. And thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on the network.
Shit, we have the biggest announcement.
Oh, shit.
Bean Juice is dead.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah. Not dead.
Well,
but
Bean
it's
Juice,
a new,
as you know it, is dead.
We fucking talked about it.
Oh, sorry.
We're not spinning it like a fucking debacle.
Okay.
It is a new era and a fresh face that all our loyal beanheads are going to go wild for. And it's a better fit for their lifestyle. Okay. And it's going to be more relatable to them and their friends and their families. It is not we did not take a bath on this. We are making so much money that we want to cash in.
Okay? Right.
Start over.
Have we got an offer for you? You're going to be so excited about it. Finally, a mug that keeps up with it. Listen, you loved Bean Juice, but you couldn't take Bean Juice on the go because that Bean Juice mug just wouldn't keep up with your lifestyle. But now, with Bean Juice 2.0, the new latest and greatest version of Bean Juice, you can take Bean Juice with you wherever you go. This is a portable mug. Well, not like our first mug, which you felt weird taking with you on the go. This one,
can
you'll
we try
get it
different?
You're like, what if I
just
did?
It's just functionally, it's the same mug. Can I take a swing? Let me take a swing at it.
Okay, yeah, please.
You're still drinking a Bean Juice 1.0 mug? Okay, grandpa or grandma. Don't think so. This is you. Oh, time to sit down with my Bean Juice mug and pour some of the brown stuff in it. And you lift it up with your old arm. I'm gonna put it to my mouth. Hey, what's this cup say? Bean Juice? And while you've read that, while it takes you the time to read that, I did a stunt over a vape shop.
Whoa.
And got one already. And when I landed, I was holding the 2.0 mug, which you can read much faster.
And a 2.0 company, it's a rebirth for Bean Juice. It's still pronounced the same way.
Right. Yeah.
But the company is now spelled B-N-J-C. It's new. It's so fresh.
I know
now.
You're saying that our stock ticker symbol is B-E-A-N. And so that's going to be very confusing for the investors. But they don't know that vowels ain't it.
No.
We don't care about the investors. It's never been about the money. It's about profits.
Yes.
That's the only thing that is different from what they don't seem to understand on Wall Street when they're like, we're foreclosing, et cetera, unpaid bills, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
Is we don't traffic in money. We traffic in lifestyle.
And profits.
Profits.
And profits that we're supposed to be, according to DFTBA, fucking bulletproof, my man. on mugs.
Yep.
They were supposed to be, the margins on these things were supposed to be outrageous.
People use mugs, they said. Over, but
that's what Hank and John blowed a bunch of smoke in our face at the same time and said, these mugs are going to make you guys fucking
And when
rich.
They blew the smoke, it formed the word mugs, and then they turned the S into a dollar sign by like,
it was
blowing
so,
two
so
things.
Cool.
It was cool.
It was so cool.
And we gave them our life savings to make those mugs, and now they're in Tahiti, and we're left with the, no, Bean Juice 2.0. It's the new cool for the cool kids.
Wait till you see this new design.
You're going to shit. Anything else? Can we wrap it on up?
There's a whole bunch of new stuff coming to the merch store, too. You can go to macroadmerch.com.
Yeah. None of it matters.
I'm going to be at Gen Con. You can check out my Twitter. The banner at the top of my Twitter has all the dates. Dad's going to be
ruined.
There, too. You can go to travismacroy.com, and it's going to be there as well. And I will see you at Gen Con.
Here's a Yahoo that was sent in by, oh, geez, the hat trick. Graham Roebuck, well done. Thank you, Graham. It's anonymous. It's Yahoo Answers user Bear the Polar Bear who asks, why is Peter Gabriel's voice nice?
My name is Justin McElroy.
Travis McElroy, you caught me drinking on that one. I was taking a sip on that one.
Coach Billy's football fuzzili. Is that anything?
It's this close. Has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hey, James.
Hey, Neke. What we doing, girl?
We are inviting the awesome listeners of Maximum Fun to join us at Minority Corner.
Ooh, fun.
But you know how we go on Tangent City.
We're the joint mayors.
We're not going to do that, okay?
Soup's focus.
Okay, so Minority Corner is where you can all come and get your pop culture take.
Plus, social commentary, news, and TV movie reactions like Avengers Endgame.
No spoilers here.
Ooh, snap.
Sometimes we dig into the vaults and we review and recap those movies you missed.
Looking at you, Halle Berry's Kidnapped.
I love how she always gets 1,000%.
Like Beyonce.
Did you see Homecoming on Netflix?
She was burning it down like the Mother of Dragons.
Have you seen the latest Game of Thrones?
So good. Only thing missing?
More black people.
What do you think about Mayor Pete?
Wait a minute, James!
We went on a tangent.
Yes.
Ah well, join us every Friday for more tangents.
On Maximum Fun.